And now, a bonus segment from the Big John and Ramblin' Ray Show.
Russell Beckman received an email from the Chicago Bears, July of 2016, stating that he had been awarded 11 points that he could use to purchase experiences, which he used to purchase three spots for a pregame warm-up field experience for the Bears versus the Packers game in December of that year, shortly before the game, because he noticed in an email from the Bears that no opposing team gear would be allowed during the on-field experience. In other words, the Bears thought they would kind of mar it. He wrote back to him and said, no, he informed the Bears that he would show up and experience it in Packers clothing. Well, the Bears were having none of it, and now we have an update for you as we welcome Russell Beckman back to the program for an update. He is currently suing the Chicago Bears, and he'd like to discuss the settlement and what he would require to settle. Mr. Beckman, first, have they revoked your season tickets, your opportunities to see the Bears in the future? Is that it?
No. In fact, I don't think they would do that. Even through their arrogance, they wouldn't be so stupid as to do something like that. Remember, I own five personal seat licenses in addition to be the recipient of five season tickets. So okay. They just can't do that legally.
Can't take it away from you because you've purchased those when the new stadium was built. Okay, so give us a quick thumbnail sketch of the back and forth that you've gone with the Bears thus far, and why it's in court and what it will take to settle. It's a very creative idea on your part.
Well, I'll try to make this as short as I can because it's actually more complicated than what appears in the surface.
Yes, I'm holding about 30 pages in my hand, but we don't have time to go through all of it.
Exactly. Well, basically, I want to be able to stand and experience this on-field pregame credential experience that I'm entitled to with my friends and family wearing Packer gear. It's just that simple. That's what I want. And that's why, and they refused to allow me to do that, so that's why we have this court action. The Bears and the NFL filed motions to dismiss. The NFL was released from the case, which is fine, but the Bears were retained, and so now I guess the game is on. I would love to settle. I don't want this litigation. I just want to be able to enjoy this experience. In fact, I had this phone call with them on Monday, and they basically said, no way, Jose, we're sticking to our guns.
We'll just
let the court system run this out.
Haven't Bears fans suffered enough at the hands of Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers? Why do you just want to rub it in our face? Because sooner or later, the tide's going to turn.
What makes you think that I'm trying to rub it in your face? I have a kinship with the Bears fans. I am being suffering because of the Bears ownership. I mean, I'm a season ticket holder, which many people in Chicago are season ticket holders. Guess what? This rule also applies to them. If they have a grandson or granddaughter who they want to take into this experience and they happen to be fans of the Atlanta Falcons, guess what? They can't wear their Atlanta Falcons jersey.
But Mr. Beckman, definition of uniform is so it all looks the same on the sidelines and they control their own event. It's a private event.
Actually, no, it's not, because they operate out of a publicly financed venue, which is Soldier Field, which is Chicago Public Park, and a World War I memorial.
Uh-huh. See, this is why guys like the Dallas owner just build their own facility.
Right, right.
That's exactly true. Had it been Jerry Jones, I would not have filed this action.
Russell,
I did my research, and I believe I'm in the right space.
Well, I can tell you've done your research. Russell, do you know that they have anything similar in different stadiums throughout the NFL?
I'm sure they probably do, but I don't know how they operate those.
Okay, let's get to the creative settlement. I think this is something, if I was the management of the Chicago Bears or legal team, what have you, it seems creative and it seems kind of warm-hearted. I might just say, even at the risk of setting a bad precedent here, I'd probably take the deal. Russell, explain your offer.
Okay, I am a teacher. I'm a teacher in Green Bay. I'm a public school teacher, and I work with at-risk kids. And I firmly believe in the rivalry, and young people are our future. What I would love to do is to never wear my Packers stuff and during this experience ever in the future, but I'd like, in exchange for that, an opportunity to set up a nonprofit foundation that would finance overnight field trips between Green Bay students and Chicago students centered around the rivalry. In other words, it's like a cultural exchange. Our young people, we work with them, we grow the rivalry, it's positive, it's upbeat. Green Bay students get to visit Chicago, Chicago students get to visit Green Bay. I think it's a great idea.
Okay, so a ballpark figure on how much this might cost the Bears?
I don't
yearly,
know.
Yearly, annually?
Well, I'll tell you, I have an idea for one thing, a major fundraising thing every year. we would have a GoFundMe page where me and my three companions would all be dressed up in our Packer gear, and we would change over, transition to Bears gear, depending on how much money was raised. I'm looking at not just the Bears kicking in for this, but people in Green Bay and people in Chicago. Okay. And I think there's some very creative ideas. We could have players, retired players from both teams and the board of directors. I know it's a pipe
fight
dream.
To the death. Yeah. You could have, you know, ex-players. They could get in the ring and fight to death. Sure, people per pay-per-view. Russell, what's the timetable here? When's your court date?
We go to court, I believe, May 9th for a status conference. That's going to be the next time I will see them, unless they pick up the phone and contact me. But we'll see how it goes. I have a lot of big dreams, and I hope to, you know what, I just want to do something that's best for the community. Why do some people think this is all about me? And yes, I enjoy this experience with my family and friends, and I believe I paid for it.
Okay.
But then again, I've experienced it several times before.
Well, I tell you what we'd like to do is we'd like to talk to you again after the next court hearing. I suspect they'll just punch it back a couple months, but you know, there's still some time before the season begins, so let's stay in touch and see how it works out.
Sounds good. You're welcome to contact me at any time.
I'm going to file a suit against the Packers for the way they treated Jordy Nelson. That was horrible.
Well, Mr. Beckman sounds like he's very passionate. The Bears, I don't know if I'd go
into... It's not about him. It's all about the students, John.
A long-term commitment to get the student exchange every year done. That one time, I might settle on that and say, sure, we'll do it. No problem, but
this is why I hate Green Bay.
Well, it happens, all right.
For more Big John and Ramblin' Ray, tune in to them live weekday mornings 6 till 9 a.m. on WLS AM 890. And you can stream them at WLSAM.com.